With forage supplies at record-tight levels and the price for hay remaining strong, getting the most out of your forage crop should be a priority. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Ohio State University Extension Program Assistant in Fairfield County, Stan Smith says a place to begin is with a good fertility program, and that means soil testing.
It's never too late to take a soil test if we don't know what the fertility of our hay field is. But if we don't know it, we do know that every ton of hay that comes off of a field takes with it about 13 pounds of phosphorus or P2O5, and it takes with it about 50 to 55 pounds of K2O, potash. So certainly for every ton that's harvested, we need to replace that. And then if we've got grass-based hay fields, we know that nitrogen returns dividends, especially with the value of hay today. We like to think that a pound of nitrogen on a grass-based forage field would return maybe 40 or 50 pounds of additional forage. Putting some nitrogen on in moderation, don't put on more than a cutting can use, but 40 to 50 units of nitrogen as we look towards a second cutting, I think that'll pay dividends.
So, Stan, is it just after the first cutting that we're going to get the most benefit, or is it something that we could spread out over the course of, say, the summer?
I would get this second cutting fertilized, see what the moisture situation is, and if we're continuing to get timely showers and we get second cutting off in a timely fashion where third cutting grass hay is going to be an opportunity, then I would fertilize it also. And then on the other side of the coin, for years our forage grazing guys have been telling us that if we want to put on about 50 units of nitrogen the 1st of August and then stockpile that forage that grows and not graze it until later on in the fall or the winter, again, 1 pound of nitrogen typically returns us about an additional 40 or 50 pounds of forage growth as long as we get some moisture. So certainly I'd look, if conditions look right, I'd look at fertilizing a third cutting. If we need the forage, we might as well grow it. We can't make more acres, so we better optimize every acre we've got.
Stan Smith. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.